You're now listening to Her Story, Women Who Lead, with your host, Sandra Bieber. This is a dynamic and inspiring podcast that really dives into the rich tapestry of women's history, explores critical topics in women's health, and celebrates the profound impact women have on our communities. Stay with us. Today, I'm honored to welcome Pam Zandler, who is a legend in the Lehigh Valley, and she is a publisher of Lehigh Valley Style. You have given so much to this region. You support not only the cultural beat, but you support businesses. You support nonprofits that to really showcase what they do in this region and beyond. So I'm just thrilled to have you here, and I want our guests to get a little bit of a sneak peek of who you are and kind of pull on that curtain a little bit. So Pam, welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to our guests.
Okay. Well, first, thanks for the invite. Yes, and also thank you for shining a spotlight on leadership and for being a leader yourself, for creating this podcast.
Awesome. I appreciate you. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about your career journey. How did publishing and journalism and art and all of the amazing things that you do find you?
It truly did find me, and I think that every step of my life, my career, or again, my life in general, mm-hmm. I feel like I was exactly where I was supposed to be at exactly the right time. And I still remember the first time I saw the first edition of Lehigh Valley Style yeah. at my local public library, yeah. where I would go every Monday night to escape my children. I was like, Mommy night, go to the library. And this was 25 years ago, wow. and I would just browse the periodicals. I love magazines. I subscribe to so many magazines. I still remember, reading Highlights for Children mm-hmm. as a child and, growing up through, Teen Vogue and Glamour and Allure. And I've just always loved magazines so much that when I saw, and I had a career in marketing and public relations, mm-hmm. and I had my third daughter, and I took a year off from work, and I saw the first edition of Lehigh Valley Style at my local library, and I was like, I want to be a part of this.
Wow.
And I called the publisher, and I said,
That's so brave.
I called the publisher. I said, I saw this edition. I have a background in marketing and advertising. Are there any available roles yeah. at the magazine? And he said, no, but if you could sell advertising for commission only, if you want to, I can't pay you anything, but if you sell something, I'll pay you a commission.
Amazing.
And I thought about it. I actually prayed about it. And yeah. I said, what do I have to lose?
Yeah.
I have nothing to lose. I'm not working right now.
Yeah.
And so that's how I started at the magazine as a part-time commission-only sales rep.
That's incredible.
25 years ago.
And so you climbed up. And that's a challenge, right? To be able to, first of all, commission-only sales is very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to climb your way up to that top, there's a challenge. There's a huge mm-hmm. challenge there. So, and every leader has to face those challenges. It's mm-hmm. like, going to the different Mario levels,
Right.
except it's real life. But, what was one of those defining moments that you said, I'm going to meet this challenge, and how can you relay that to others and in a way that, makes sense and is mm-hmm. achievable?
I think for me, it just started with a passion
yeah.
for the magazine. Like I said, I loved magazines, from early on. And as an adult, I was reading Philadelphia Magazine, and I would get it every month, and I would go through, and I couldn't wait to read about the restaurants and the people yeah. and to learn about things. And I was so excited then to just be in the room
yeah.
with people who were trying to create that in the Lehigh Valley. And I think what I learned was it was such a small team. I think there was literally four of us.
Wow.
And I would go on the street and I would be talking to advertisers, and they would say, well, why don't you ever cover anything about beauty or fashion or this? And I'm like, oh, so I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I would, if a new business opened, I would write a little blurb about it, and I would submit it to the editor, and I would go out with my own little digital camera and take pictures. And I just started doing things because I loved it so much.
That's right.
that it was easy to kind of grow in mm-hmm. my role.
Mm-hmm. So you essentially what you did was you took those skill sets, you built on the skill sets of a job that perhaps was not even existent mm-hmm. in existence,
mm-hmm.
and you did it. And I think that's beautiful, because being able to focus on something that's, you're not in this role, it's not really my job, if you will. And people say, that's not part of my job, I don't really need to do it.
Exactly.
But if you want to grow, you want to become something different than where you are, you have to step out of that. I absolutely adore that. I see in Lehigh Valley Style, not just Lehigh Valley Style, it's a part of who you are. It's an extension of who you are. The things that you love to do, the things that attract you, even the things that made you, you know, curious in that way. How do you essentially pick the things that are in Lehigh Valley Style, and how does each episode, or every, not an episode, but it is an episode mm-hmm. in some way, it's on paper. Mm-hmm. How do you see, from that perspective, from your magazine, how do you stay above the edge, if you will?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think that the magazine actually, there's a misconception that like I have something to, like the magazine is about what I like, and it's not. Mm. It's really about the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
And it's listening and learning over the years what people really want to see, or what they want to know, or what they're not getting from somewhere else. And
that's,
that was...
So good.
You know, the key, I think, in structuring the magazine is that creating content that people can't get somewhere else.
So good.
So that they want to come to Lehigh Valley Style to see what's going on, and
yep.
who to know, and what are the events that are happening, and what's a restaurant I should try. And
yeah.
and I can't believe that this person is doing this amazing thing right here in the Lehigh Valley. So
yeah.
just like sharing those stories and creating a blueprint. I think we created a blueprint based on not mm-hmm. what I think people want, but what people told us they wanted to
so
learn.
Good. So it's like the power of the people,
mm-hmm,
right?
Absolutely.
And I think that the Valley has changed. I remember we were just talking about how the first best of mm-hmm. Lehigh Valley was over 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was saying I was at the first
mm-hmm.
you know best of in the mm-hmm. Lehigh Valley 13 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was an intern,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was. It's so incredible to see how fast and how beautiful that the Lehigh Valley has transformed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's continuing, and being able to showcase local celebrities that were here and now are global celebrities, like Amanda Siegfried, which
yeah.
is on the cover,
mm-hmm.
Carson Kressley, which I had the honor of actually meeting. He was great. He was amazing. And he's now like super ingrained into the region, and
I
love
is.
To see that. And he's a big supporter of the things that are going on here. And I think that's what makes what you all do so beautiful, is that you're ingrained into the people. Philanthropy is a big part of what
mm-hmm.
you guys do as well. So
Absolutely.
Let's talk about how you highlight nonprofits.
So early on in my career, I realized that the magazine didn't have a lot of money
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't write checks
yeah.
to charities. But what we could do, and it kind of started organically, charities would reach out and say, hey, can you come, you know, support our event?
Yeah.
And I couldn't write a check to that charity,
yeah.
but I could show up with my personal digital camera
yeah.
and take pictures. We made our first style wall, and I would lug it, set it up, and we, you know, as people came into a charitable event, we would take their photos, take
yeah.
their names, run it in the magazine afterwards. And it meant so much to the charities to be like, you raised our visibility so much
yeah.
that, you know, after our gala
mm-hmm.
or,
mm-hmm.
you know, our
mm-hmm.
event, people got to see their photos, and it actually became one of the most defining things about Lehigh Valley
yeah.
Style
it's
was
style
our style scene section
yep. Yep.
that people
would look.
They couldn't wait. When we do a survey, the
yeah.
first place that they turn to in the magazine is to see who made the style scene section. And
it
literally just happened out of... We didn't have the money to support you, but let us give you some space in the magazine. Maybe I can
yeah.
donate an ad to promote your event.
Yeah.
Maybe we can be at your event and help raise your visibility.
Okay.
And that became, you know, we just were able to start working with so many charities that way, and to help them raise their visibility, that it raised the magazine's visibility as well.
That's awesome. And I think those are the flexibility of how... a good entrepreneur thinks, right? Is like, I can't do this, but I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very helpful for nonprofits, because again, visibility is important. Visibility of the cause and understanding who they
mm-hmm.
are. I mean, if nonprofits don't know it already, like really your press, your media, your marketing, especially in this day and age,
mm-hmm.
digital marketing is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to have partners like you is great. So, you know, shifting gears, I want to shift gears into who you are as a person, as a leader. You're really... empathetic person from what I could sit down and understand from you, really emotionally intelligent mm-hmm. in how you approach situations and people and things. So tell us, like, you know, from a day-to-day, like, how do you, from a leadership perspective, how do you manage people, or how do you manage the emotional roller coasters of life, if you right. will, and as a leader?
I think one of the things that has defines me mm-hmm. and that I've always tried to bring to our team yeah. Is one, I'll never ask you to do anything I wouldn't do myself. Yeah. Like, I'll be in, if I'm asking you to be in the trenches, I'll be in the trenches right there with you, if not before you, yeah. to show you that it can be done. And two, I just really feel like my job as a publisher or as a leader is to remove the obstacles
yeah.
so that everyone else in the room can do their job. So if you know, there's a problem over here, I'll fix it. You focus on this. I'm going to fix this problem.
Yeah.
And also teach people how to fix their own problems.
Absolutely.
Not just that, you know, that I'm enabling everyone. But yeah. just like I really feel that there isn't a problem that I can't solve.
That's so good.
And I go into it with that mentality. You know, every month we're struggling. You know, every 20 business days we have to send a magazine to the printer.
Yeah.
And guess what? People get sick. Their children get sick. Yeah. You get a flat tire on sure. the way to an important meeting, or you miss an interview, or the person you're going to interview is sick. But somehow, I just, for 25 years, every 20 business days, we have gotten that magazine to the printer without
Absolutely.
Fail. And guess what? I know for the next 25 years, we'll do the same.
That's right.
And I just feel like as a leader, like, just having that mentality
That's right.
and making everyone in the room feel like we can accomplish this. No matter what happens, we can accomplish this.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my role, and that's where I excel.
That is so good, because you're hitting on from top down what it looks like
mm-hmm.
and from also from being in the trenches. Since you have a mid-sized team, you know, being able to cover the entire region, which is a massive region, from Easton to Bethlehem to Allentown and all of the smaller spots, those small, beautiful towns. You know, when I worked at Discover Lehigh Valley, our job was to market, tour, the entire region to the world, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your job is to get that magazine to the printer, get the social out, be able to highlight the businesses that really are trying to get that coverage, those nonprofits that are trying to get coverage, or people that are getting highlighted. I feel like telling the stories of individuals that are really doing the work in the region is so beautiful. And I really appreciate seeing people that I know on mm-hmm. those covers, right? And seeing those spreads. It really warms your heart. It warms my heart. And, you know, I want to fast forward, because it's been an incredible conversation and it's going so fast, and I could do this forever and ever with you. 50 years from now, someone opens up a magazine, mm. Lehigh Valley Style. What do you hope that they would get from it? And what do you feel like what the Lehigh Valley would be bringing to them?
Well, it's a funny question, because we just celebrated our 25th anniversary, and I had two of our newest team members, mm-hmm. Young girls right out of college, started about a year ago. One of the jobs that they had was to go through the 25 years
wow.
of magazines and like, how many, you know, events did we cover for Style Scene, and how many, homes did we feature, and how many, what are the people that we featured. And mm-hmm. it was amazing for them to mm-hmm. look at the 25 years before them
yeah.
and to see it, like how we progress. I look back, I remember seeing the first issue thinking it was so impressive. I look at it now and I'm kind of like humbled that we even still exist. Like, you just see how, you know, everything has progressed. And I feel like 50 years from now, I hope somebody looks back at an issue of Lehigh Valley Style and really gets yeah. a taste for what life was like here in the Lehigh Valley, and the amazing people that are opening businesses and
yeah.
creating opportunities and serving fabulous food and creating wonderful products. And they mm-hmm. look at that and they just see the vibrancy
yes.
that the Lehigh Valley is, and how we're thriving and growing. And I hope that, 50 years from now, someone looks back and is like, wow, that's so cool that, that we have a documentation of all of this too. That
That's
these
exactly
stories
it.
Are here.
You are documenting history essentially. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for you all, and I'm grateful that you're here with us and your leadership in this region being the heartbeat and the culture of what we do here. And thank you for coming and joining our podcast and being with us. I mean, it's been an honor, and I cannot wait to just have this world listen to you all.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you again for your leadership and spotlighting it.
Thank you. Awesome.
WDIY's overnight delivery service is a refreshing mix of vintage and current popular music. You'll hear many of the artists played on The Blend and some from our folk, blues, and world programs. WDIY Overnight is a continuous mix of music popular with night owls and late shift workers. Listen Monday through Saturday night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and Sundays from midnight to 5 a.m. for this great mix of handpicked music on WDIY.
All right. Welcome back to part two of this episode. I love having conversations with women, especially women that are leading and doing some incredible work. Really, we just had an awesome conversation with Pam Deller, publisher of Lehigh Valley Style, and now her partner in crime, if you will, Angela Veneman. And I'm so excited to get into this because you are the editorial guru, the mind behind.
I love that. Thank you.
Behind the magazine. And I'm excited to learn a little bit about what makes your leadership style unique and what you bring to not only the Lehigh Valley, but what you bring to your work, what you bring to home, what you bring to this world. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what would you like the world to know here?
Oh, gosh. I'm not a Lehigh Valley native, but I have been here for 17 years now.
Right, that makes you a native. So
close enough. But the thing that I love about what I do is that I am always discovering something new about the Valley. Yeah. This job that I get to do just allows me to kind of have my finger on the pulse. And it's so exciting to be able to constantly know what's new, what's coming up, what's, new businesses that are opening, events that are happening. And I love being a part of that.
Yeah.
With my family and we get to experience all these different things. Yeah. And,
So you're in the know before people are in the know.
I try to be.
So
I mean,
if anyone has a plug, if anyone knows anything, it's going to be you. So I'm, and of course, Pam and the team at Lehigh Valley Style. And I love that because you are an economic tool, an economic engine, if you will, by writing stories, not only as a feature online, but in a publication as historical documentation. So if someone looks back 25 years from now, 50 years from now, they could look back and say, oh, I didn't realize that this person opened a business here, or that they were leading this organization here. And the stories that you write about people, I mean, personally, I was in the previous conversation with Pam, I thought, being able to tell stories about people that you love when you open up a magazine. Like I saw my boss had a spread, right, on Lehigh Valley Style.
Yes,
Dawn Gottschall at the time. And I loved it because it was a highlight and it really showcased who she was as a person. And I really appreciated when you all did that. And the process was just wonderful. And that was a way to give back to nonprofits as well. So we're grateful for that. What is one of the stories that really captured you and, you can't really get out of your mind, if you will?
I would have to say it's not really one story. Last year was 150 stories. This year it's 160 stories.
My goodness.
It's our Best of the Lehigh Valley feature that we do every year. We have reader voted categories. This year was 160 categories.
My
it's
goodness.
Always in our July edition. And it's a labor of love, I really like to say, because there's a lot of work that goes into this. We start, it comes out in July, but we start on this in December.
Wow.
When we talk about what kind of categories are we going to have this year? We set up our survey.
Yeah.
Our readers vote on this in February. We tabulate the votes, we announce the winners, and then we start working on our editorial pieces. And so every winner in every category
gets a little bit written about them, some a little bit more than others. But we tell 160 stories in that feature. And, you know, even if it's just a couple of sentences, like, everybody is worthy of recognition. Yeah. We love to celebrate each one of these businesses, categories, people that have won this honor, voted on by our readers. Yeah. And I think that's really the thing that always sticks with me, is just how much we get to just, like, even if it's just a little light touch,
yes,
we get to touch so many people in this beautiful feature that we put together every year.
I love that. And I love the fact that you all are able to do that in that way, right? Where you're able to, you know, and there's so many different types of businesses. And
yes,
I'll tell you what, businesses and even, you know, people that are just like, let's say, for example, an influencer, you know, that got, you know, best influencer or so on social media. That's a big deal for people because they get their little style. They got their invitation and they got their card. Like, you won. Like, it's a big stinking deal for people in the region.
People love it. And so we sent these out. I believe they came out in like April.
Yeah.
Like, once we had tabulated everything, and we send out our packages to our winners. We do a lot of them through the mail, but a lot of them we hand deliver. Like,
wow,
congratulations, you have won. And the way that people react is so heartwarming. They make reels, they make social media posts, they take pictures of like the award that they get, the printout and like the little goodie that we put in their bag, and just to see how much people react positively to that, like, is it just makes it all worth it.
I love that. And I'll tell you what, when I go to a restaurant, when I go to, you know, one of my favorite spots and I see best of, I'm like, okay, this is something that people have a craving for, that it is good. It's not, you know, it checks the box, if you will. And even if it doesn't, you kind of nudge them and say, you really should apply or try to get your, you know, your name out there to get the best of. But I love that. And, you know, being part of this Lehigh Valley, so you're not a Lehigh Valley native, but what do you love about this region that makes you feel like it's home?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, first of all, the amount of time that I've been here, I've lived in, I think, 7 different states.
Wow.
But this is the longest I've ever lived anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that we've had the chance to raise our family here. Yeah. My son was not 2 yet when we moved here. Oh. Our daughter was born here. My son just graduated from Freedom High School.
Congrats.
My daughter's a junior, rising junior. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I love so much about the Lehigh Valley is the diversity that we have here. We have so many different kinds of people. We have so many different types of businesses. We have, you know, a wealth of activities to do, festivals that we have. It's just that everything is here.
Yeah.
And to get to experience everything on a regular basis, I think, is such a real gift.
It is. I love that. And I the fact that we always say that we're, you know, so close to all the major cities like D.C. and New York and New Jersey and, you know, Ohio up there. And, you know, being able to see what we have, it's like you kind of don't, it's like you can get lost in all of the small towns. You can get lost in those larger mid-sized cities, and it feels like home. Like, when you see somebody win, for example, best of, and it's like your bagel shop that you know you've known forever and you go to, and it's your spot, and you feel like, oh, you made it. Good, you know, that people have finally found out about this spot. I think that's beautiful.
And
that's one of the ways that I feel like magazines and for-profit businesses give back in the way. That's the philanthropy element of it. I always like to weave in philanthropy and giving in some way, because it's just really my full-time profession, right?
Yeah.
Right now, and it's been my career. But it is something that I think is woven into all of the things that people here in the region, if you're coming out from the outside looking in, this is something to consider, is that we're a community that gives back. We're a community that doesn't, you know, just hold in and just, you know, hoard the wealth. We're saying, what nonprofits, what people need support, and how do we rally around that? So, you know, from your day to day, you are, you know, really the force behind the editorial. Obviously, you work really closely with Pam. You work really closely with your other teammates to see what stories get published, right? So how does, for a theme, how do you choose a theme for a magazine?
Well, that's actually a very good question. I inherited the themes. I've been with the magazine for about 18 months now, a little over 18 months. But I think based on, you know, as Pam was saying, like, we know how our readers react to certain things. We know what they're looking for as far as content goes. And so I think that we have kind of like hewed to those different topics so that we have one each month that is you know, no matter what month you pick up the magazine, it's going to be something that you're interested in reading about, just because we know what our readers like.
Yeah.
And so then based on those topics, then we kind of delve a little deeper into the, kind of the more details. So like, for example, I know it's July, but we have already started planning our October edition, which is our healthy living edition.
So good.
And so we are...
We're already in October. This is, by the way, folks, this is July.
We are
in July, early July.
Yes.
Wow.
So yeah, there's a lot of time and thought and planning and preparation that goes into an edition of Lehigh Valley Style.
Mm-hmm.
But so October is our healthy living edition. So I've already been in contact with different subjects for different pieces and businesses and to go to that theme that we have for that month. November is food and drink. And so we talk about, like, you know, our restaurant awards and, like, places that people love to go.
Yeah.
So the different themes make it so that no matter when you're reading this magazine, there's always going to be something that interests you. And then we take a chance each month to delve deeper into each one of those themes.
I love that. I love that. And I think there's just a thoughtfulness about it and how, you know, you can bring people together in that way and weave it all together. That's great. You know, being able to talk about, you know, writing, right? Because not everybody's a writer, right? So how does a writer overcome writer's block?
Oh, my gosh. I love changes of scenery.
Okay.
For me, so we are actually only in our office one day a week at Lehigh Valley Style. And so most of the time I'm working from home. And sometimes if I'm sitting in my office and I am just stuck, I will, you know, get up, take my computer. I'll go sit on my porch. I will run down to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I will, you know, just a reset. And I think that kind of helps me kind of recalibrate my brain a little bit, you know, just take a little time off to, you know, get to someplace different. And then that can help me kind of like revisit and figure out where I want to go.
I love that.
When I'm stuck on something.
That's awesome. It's like that creative pull, that being able to see, you know, just a different change of scene. And that's like a lot with everything, right? Mm-hmm. In some ways, when your mind is stuck as leaders, you want to be able to focus on, okay, this shift and change right now. I you know, this problem is kind of not being solved in this way, right? But how do I go in a different angle and kind of pivot in that way?
Exactly.
You know, several different ways.
Exactly.
You know, it's been such a fun time here with you, and I'm excited that people are going to be able to hear about, you know, kind of what your mind takes. But, you know, in these last moments here with us together in this episode, tell us a little bit about what your favorite things are to do in the Lehigh Valley. We're going to do some rapid fire.
Oh, my goodness. Favorite things to do in the Lehigh Valley. I love to eat.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Yes, let's do it.
My family, we're pretty big foodies, so we love, you know, just exploring different, you know, cuisines. We love international cuisines.
Yeah.
One thing that I love on WFMZ Eat Sip Shop that comes out, I think, 2 to 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Ryan, I don't know how he finds all of these places, but he always has all of these new openings, restaurants, retail, everything like that. Mm-hmm. And that's a great resource where we look for, like, you know, oh, what's a new place to go try?
Yeah.
So we love to eat. We love to, you know, get out and, you know, to different activities. Like, I'm really looking forward to Music Fest. I see your poster up on the wall, and it just made me think that the time is almost here.
Yes.
And, you know, getting out and just being in the community and just seeing how everybody contributes to the community in different ways with these events, with their retail, with their food, just lots of different things.
I love that. One piece of advice that you would give to a young woman that is starting out in her career.
Oh my gosh. Don't be afraid. Just go for it.
Yeah.
You know, I wish that I had, I'm sure somebody probably did tell me this, but I didn't take it to heart. Like, you know, I was so unsure of myself as a young woman, and with age and with wisdom, you know, now being 20 something years out of college, like, I just have confidence in yourself. Like, you will land in some way. Just put yourself out there and just go for it. If you miss, now you know what not to do, but just don't stop. Keep trying.
I love that. And I think that grit is really important, that, you know, the older that one gets, I've also was, you know, a young woman once. I'm not saying that I'm not young. I'm still always going to be young, even if I'm 80. But, you just kind of that sense of like, oh, I'll embarrass myself or I'll do that. That's out of the window. Now you're just like, what do we need to do to get the job done?
Yes.
How can we rally the right troops together, the right people around the table to get the job done? And I think that's that bravery that I think now women are really stepping into this season in this very moment. I've been seeing more and more, especially as, you know, we kind of get a little bit of, you know, attacks from different sides. I feel like women are really pushing back and they're fighting some good fights, especially in the leadership circles. So thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your insight. Thank you for, you know, highlighting and telling the stories and documenting history with your writing and sharing that with the world. But thank you for coming on board.
Oh, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.